Okay, so basically, we're going back a little bit. So the Gemara had this Ibaya. How many aliyahs are there on the Tainis Tzibor? Three or four. Baruchat Bezun Av Megillah at the bottom. So are there three aliyahs or are there four aliyahs? Okay, so all the lumdus aside, the Gemara wants to prove it from a story. Okay? So the story is a little bit of a sidetrack. Okay? But it's going to prove it. But it's going to involve other things which we've already done. So it's Tashma. It's like eight lines up from the bottom. It's the end of a line. Tashma. Okay?
Yep.
So Rav, Ikla, Lebavel, B'Tainas Tzibor. So Rav came to Vavilan and Tainas Tzibor. Come, Kara, V'Sifra. So he got up and he read from the Sefer. Pasach Brech. He made a bracha when he began. Chasim V'lo Brech. But he didn't make a bracha afterwards. Okay, so he made a bracha rishona on the laning. He didn't make a bracha achrona on the laning. Okay. Nafal kulei alma on payu. Everyone else fell on their faces. I think that means like the tachanun. Rav, lo nafal alapa, and Rav didn't. Okay? So this is strange altogether, but whatever, right? I don't know. No one really takes that up, what the deal with that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. Somehow, for some reason, he didn't do that. Okay, fine. So it says like this. Okay, so now this is a little bit strange. Whoever, why did he make a bracha before and not afterwards? Right? That's an odd thing to do. Whoever heard of that? Right? So it says, Mechti, Rav Yisrael Kar. So Rav is Yisrael. So if he's Yisrael, so, okay. My taima chasam v'lo bracha. So why didn't he make a bracha after his laning? Why didn't he make a bracha after laning? Don't you make a bracha at the end of the last aliyah? He's the Yisrael. So, lav mishim deboi lamikre achrina basre. It must be because there's someone else. There's a fourth Ola who's going to go after him. So since there's a fourth Ola who's going to go after him, he didn't have to make a bracha achrona because the last guy is going to make the bracha achrona. Right? Okay, it doesn't quite add up because. And why did he make the bracha before?
Right.
If you're going back to like the old minhag, where you only have the first and the last, then you shouldn't make either of them. But whatever, the Gemara's going to bring that up later. But for now, it's ignoring that. It's just saying, why is he not making bracha afterwards? It must be because there's a fourth aliyah. Mm-hmm. Proof, there are four aliyahs. Right? Because if there are three aliyahs and he's the last aliyah, how in the world would he not make a bracha? Obviously, no matter what, you definitely need an aliyah at the end of laning. So he's a Yisrael, he's not a Kohen, he's not a Levi. That's Rashi says. He's Yisrael. And he got the third Aliyah, and he didn't make, presumably he got the third Aliyah, and he didn't make a Raleigh afterwards. Right? So why did he make a Raleigh afterwards? It must be because there are four Aliyahs on the Tainus. So it's trying to prove from here that there are four Aliyahs, right? The Gemara says, no. Lo, Rav Bekahane Kara. No, really, Rav got the Kohen Aliyah. Right? Rav's not a Kohen, and if you remember, we briefly did that Menedakia Shalom, Chazal said, Masakin, that it's always Kohen Levi Yisrael, even if you're a Chacham, doesn't matter, Kohen goes first. It says, no, but what?
Can we bring up Rav then?
Yeah, I think so. It says, right, we wrote Huna. It says, Daha, Rav Huna, Kari Bekahani. Rav Huna, you see, you got a Kohen Aliyah, even though Rav Huna's not a Kohen. Right, he got it. He got Kohen Aliyah because he's a great Chacham. So Rav too. So he got Kohen Aliyah. Therefore, he made a bracha before, and he made a bracha after. Right,
yeah.
And therefore, you can't prove that there are three or four Aliyahs. So Gemara says, "Bishlam Rav Huna Kari Bekani." I understand Rav Huna. The Afilu Rav Ami Rav Asi the Kohani Chashivi Dara Dishal Mechav Kaifulai Rav Huna, because even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were the most kohashiv kohanim in all of Eretz Yisrael, they were lower subordinate to Rav Huna. And therefore, it's not going to lead to any fights, because he was clearly head and shoulders the Gadol Dar. And therefore, Rav Huna was an exception, as we saw in that Gemara Gittin. Right? Elal Rav, Ha'ika Shmuel, the Kohana Ha'ave. Right? Rav was, Shmuel was in the same time as Rav, and Shmuel was a Kohen. V'davar Aleha, Rashi says, Nog Haya Lios the Maila Merav. Right? Shmuel was an Oheg to be above Rav. Kedemrin Perek Meruba. Rav lo Ayel Kame the Shmuel. Rav didn't stand, didn't get up in front of Shmuel. He like gave him this deference of Kavod that he wouldn't stand, he wouldn't go up before he had a Shmuel. So you see that Shmuel was around, Shmuel was a Kohen, seemingly Shmuel was greater, or certainly equal or greater, right? And so therefore, how in the world could Rav get a Kohen? Right? The only exception is Rav Huna, who is greater than all Kohanim. Right?
Yeah.
So it must be that he wasn't getting Kohen Aliyah, but he's getting Yisrael Aliyah. He's getting Yisrael Aliyah, then it proves to you that it must be there four Aliyahs. Right? Someone says, no. Shmuel Nami Mechav Chai Fei L'Rav. No, really, Shmuel was lower than Rav. Shmuel was lower than Rav. Totally lower. Aye, so why would Rav give him this kavod that he wouldn't get up in front of him? The Rav, who the Avod Le kavod, it was just a separate thing that Rav did, this kavod for him. V'chi Avod Le b'fanav, shalom b'fanav l'Avod Le. He was a separate halach, separate reason, Rav was knowing kavod to Shmuel in front of, in Shmuel's face. But when Shmuel wasn't there, objectively he was much greater, and he was able to get the Kohen Aliyah when Shmuel wasn't there. Hirashi. V'rav hu da'avod, l'hai da'advrei ale kavod, da'advrei, this ale, that he, I guess, I don't know, da'advrei, it means he treated him above him. Kavod have avodle, mishum delati, alayte rav l'shmuel, delukma bini. So Rav at one point cursed Shmuel that he wouldn't have any kids, which is, I guess, something like that, wouldn't bring up kids, and that was, I guess, somehow he regretted that, and whatever it is, and because of that, he used to give a kavod to Shmuel. But not that objectively he was lower. No. It was just a separate thing. Right? But Shlo b'fan of Lovid, like the Shmuel Lohya b'Bavel al b'Narda, so Shmuel wasn't in Bavel, he was in Arda. He wasn't around where Rav was. So when Rav came to Bavel, and in the Shul, Shmuel wasn't there. And therefore Rav got through a Kohen. And therefore it all works out. You can't prove anything about 3 and 4. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Shmuel says, Hochanami Mistabra. The Rav Kari Kanikara. And it's also Mistabra that this is actually what happened. That it's not that Rav got the third Aliyah, right? And therefore there are four Aliyahs and that's why he didn't make a bracha at the end. But rather it's that Rav was getting the first Aliyah of Kohen. Why is it Mistabra? The Isagadayt of Yisrael Kara, because if you're going to tell me that Rav got Yisrael, the third Aliyah, and that's why he didn't make a bracha afterwards, because there's a fourth guy. Lefanel, my time of bracha. So then why did he make a bracha beforehand? Right? Why did he make a bracha beforehand? If you tell me that it was the four Aliyahs, and he got the third Aliyah, and that's why he didn't make a bracha after, he shouldn't have made a bracha before. So the Mar says, oh, la'acha takana. I'll tell you why he made a bracha before. Because it was after the takana. Right? It was after the takana when they started making brachas before.
Yeah.
But that begs the question. So why did he make a bracha after? Right? As if you're going to tell me, the fact is he made a bracha before, you make a bracha after. He's saying, why did you make a bracha after? Oh, because it was the fourth Aliyah. Since the fourth Aliyah, you just rely on him. So this is why you make a bracha before. Oh, it was after made the takana that you make, everyone makes brachas before. So 1 second, it was after the takana everyone made brachas before, then it was after the takana everyone made brachas after. Also. So yihachi lachor enami levrach. So then he should make a bracha afterwards also. So then you lost your proof about the whole four Aliyahs thing. So it says, no, shiny hecha di yasev rav. It was different. The place where Rav sat, the mile eili, that people used to come in late, mefek lo nafki, but they wouldn't leave. In that place, people would come in late, but no one would leave. Okay, and therefore what? Rashi hilgach lefaneha brich. He had to make a bracha. Everyone, every ola had to make a bracha lefaneha. Gezeirah mishamanach nasim, because if someone comes in late, and he doesn't see each person make a bracha. If there's only one person make a bracha beforehand, he's going to think there's no bracha beforehand. Right? But, Kedemrina, right? But afterwards, lo brach. But afterwards, he didn't make brachas. It's not worried about people leaving. And there's a whole reason why you make a bracha after every person makes a bracha afterwards, is because let's say a guy leaves early. So he's going to leave early, he's going to then there's only one bracha at the end of the whole thing, he's going to miss it, he's going to think there's no brachas afterwards. So the saying is, in the place where Rav was, there was no chashash of people leaving. There's only a chashash of people coming in. So that town, basically, they made brachas before, they didn't make brachas after. And that explains why Rav made a bracha on Shlishi. Really, he wasn't the Kohen. Right? Really, he wasn't the Kohen. He got Shlishi. He made a bracha beforehand because everyone made brachas before. He should have made a bracha afterwards. Why did he make a bracha afterwards also? Because he's last. Elamai, it's because Tainas has four aliyahs. So you could learn that way. Or alternatively, you could learn he was getting Kohen. It's unresolved. And that's basically, the Gemara walks away from this riot because it does not resolve. Right? You can't prove it either way. Okay? Okay, so that's the cheshbon of the whole thing, right? But yeah, so this the falling on its face is a tachanun issue, which the Gemara takes up on Chaf Beis and Beis. It's falling on a stone floor or whatever. It's a totally. It doesn't mean that they fell on the floor at that moment. It means in that service, in that shul, davening, they previously fell on their face and Rav wouldn't. The Gemara on Chaf Beis and Beis takes it up. But we're not going to do that. I mean, we're kind of just doing the Kriyas Torah sugya. So that's like a totally, it looks like an interesting sugya, but we're not going to do it.
Right.
Okay? What I thought was interesting in this whole Gemara is that you have this, we know that once upon a time, the original takana was, you have one bracha before laning, one bracha after laning, right? And then,
after each person?
No. The original takana was one at the beginning of the whole laning and one at the end of the whole laning, right? And then Chazal Masakin, because of the Nechmasim and the Yotzim, that everyone makes an aliyah, a bracha, before and after, right? Fine. So apparently they changed the form of the thing. But now you have this interesting idea that in a town, and why was it? Because of the Nechmasim and the Yotzim. But now you have this thing, like in a town where you only have one of these worries, namely if people come late but no one leaves early, for whatever sociological reason that's the case, now you could only do brachas before and not brachas after? Right? That's interesting. It's a chiddush that such a thing exists. But is that, does that make sense? Is that, I mean, there's two problems. Well, what do you think about that? Let's analyze that. Okay, that halacha, so to speak. That if you're in the town where they're worried, where there's a concern of people coming late but no concern of people leaving early, then the halacha is, apparently, that you only make, everyone makes a bracha beforehand, but you only have one bracha at the end. So how do you understand that? So there's one problem is, look, I mean, there's the Kana, Mishnah Chlasin Yotzin, presumably it was one Takana, because the late comers and early goers, and they made both. Now, first of all, who's to say you could just split them up, right? But, even if you could, like, what, is it like a town-by-town thing? I mean, isn't there a Takana here? Right, I mean, is it go by case by case basis? Isn't this a halacha? Weren't they misakein or something? Right? That's what's interesting. Is it just a free for all? If you decide in your town, could we do this? If we know in Yeshiva Bnei Torah, people come late, but no one leaves early. Could we just institute this or just start doing this? Is like, isn't there a halacha here based upon the universal of what Klal Yisrael does? It sounds like it's just an open ended thing, right? What's bothering me? What's bothering me is like the normal takana, you'd say, look, there's one Kriyas HaTorah for the Tzibur. It's one continuous learning. The Tzibur delegates the learning to seven people. There's one bracha before this extended activity, one bracha at the end of the extended activity. This Kriyas HaTorah needs a bracha for Ne'alachara. So you have one at the beginning and one at the end. So it's like bookended by a bracha on two sides. That was the original takana. But now, came along, you're worried about the Nechmasim Yotzim and the Tzibor, and there are people, remember we said, the Kriyas Torah has to be based for the Am, and the Am are going to have wrong ideas, so therefore they basically set up, we can't do that anymore. Now what we have to do, this is I think the plain way to interpret it, they no longer made it one long activity, but rather they broke it up into seven activities. And as such, you need each guy is now chayev to have his own bracha, lefenehara and lechara, right?
Yeah.
So we need to have each guy separate. So now you have to say bracha lefenehara and lechara, and each one is chayev to say bracha lefenehara and lechara, right?
Yep.
So right, and that was the change because the old way led to problems, nechnasim yotzim. So now they reformulated it, right? Oh, so is there a problem with that? What I'm saying is, but now what happened? So now you're saying is in Rav's town, or wherever Rav went in Bavel, They're only a problem of Mechlas and not a problem of Yatsan. So I'll say, you have a Manavshach. In his town, what are they doing? Are they doing one long activity of Leini, in which case you have one bracha before and bracha and after? Or are they splitting it up into seven different activities of Leini? Right. In which case, each guy should be chayv to do a bracha before and bracha after. Right? Mm-hmm. In other words, well, how do you say is like, in other words, for instance, the third guy. So is he his own laning, or is he part of a greater whole? If he's his own laning, I understand why he's making a bracha alef now, but then he should have to make a bracha alechara. And Elamai, you'll tell me the bracha alechara is the bracha on the whole thing. So now you're telling me it's one long activity, but then why is he making a bracha beforehand? Right? Like, I understand the chashash of nechnasim and the chashash of yotzim are separable. And in theory, you could worry about one and not worry about the other. But how do you, bottom line is, you end up having, isn't the idea that your Kriyas HaTorahs are bookended, and each activity of laning is set as a bracha before and a bracha after? So if there's one Kriyas HaTorah, you'll say there's one good bracha on the whole thing, and one bracha on the end of the whole thing. And if there's separate, seven separate guys, you say, look, each one is like his own entity of Kriyas HaTorah. But now you're like breaking it up into seven separate entities, and each guy has his own bracha rishona, but now you don't have each guy having his own bracha achrona. Maybe let me strengthen formulate my question better. So originally, basically, there's one laning. And being one laning, it's mechayev and seven, one bracha before, one bracha afterwards. Now, how in the world did the chachamim just add 12 brachas? Are you just making brachas because you worry about nechas and yotzim? It's like bracha and zricha, bracha levatala. So what are you doing? You're just saying brachas. There's one laning, and it has one bracha before and bracha after, and that was the initial takana. So what's the sense? How is that a reasonable thing to do? Granted that there's a chashash. You worry about nechas and yotzim, but you can't just make up brachas. Right? So one way you could answer that is to say that it originally was one activity of Kriyas HaTorah, one seven part activity, and therefore you have one bracha before and bracha after, and you couldn't make more brachas. It's bracha batal. But Chazal, what they did, the minhag became, because in Nechas Miyotzim, they reformulated it and said, no, there's seven separate activities. It's no longer one activity, which is divided up, delegated. But rather, there's seven separate activities of reading. As such, each activity is its own mechayiv and bracha. Lefanah l'achra'ah. But then, each guy should have to make his own bracha l'mehav l'achra'ah. Right? But if you're going to tell me that, no, it's still one long activity, so then how do you just start make brachas? How do you make seven brachas? How do you make any extra brachas? You just stop throwing in brachas because you worry about nechlas miyotzim. Is that a matir to start making brachas? So that's, I think, why I understood it that way. I understood it that way, that there's separate readings, because what's the sense of me making a bracha beforehand if I'm just continuing his activity? Why is he closing out? So it sounds like, look, he's closing it out. He's saying, Hashem Asan Lanu, done. He's done. Now I'm starting again, and I'm making my own bracha. But by that measure, how could he not say a bracha afterwards? Isn't he chayv to have a bracha afterwards? Right, so in Rav's town, how did he just walk away without a bracha afterwards? What you said before is what's difficult about the way I'm asking the question is that it's heavy to say that originally the mitzvah was one kriya of the tzibur, and therefore there's one bracha before and bracha after. Came along this minhag and they changed it to seven separate readings. Right, well, like, how do you just change it like that? That's a massive change in the whole structure of what's going on. Right? So the reason why I'm positing that is because I'm trying to say, how in the world do they let you make more brachas? Right? If it's one laning and it's only five and one bracha before and bracha after, then how do they allow you to just start making more brachas? That's what's forcing me to say that. But at the same time, that is a massive shift. How, after the takana was set up, how do they just change it into something? It's like a fundamental structural shift in the laning. So it is difficult to say that. On the other hand, if you don't say that, you have to justify how you make these brachas. Right? Yes. I'm thinking like this, that they had... maybe you'd understand the original takana differently. It's So you normally think of it, why were there seven aliyahs? Why was there only one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end? Because it's one long activity. And obviously it only needs one bracha before, one bracha after. Mm-hmm. There's only mechayev, one bracha before, one bracha after. So, if that's the case, then you've got a problem. Because how in the world do you just add more brachas? Well, unless you want to change it qualitatively, but then you get problems, because then you should need, right? Okay. So maybe you say, look, it's true it's one laning. But after all, if the kana was to have seven olam, to split it up, it's one laning of the tzibor, but the tzibor's laning is accomplished by seven separate people doing the laning. Right? And I want to argue intrinsically, each ola has a chiyav bracha. Each kriya is really mechayev and a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. You have to have a shavach, Hashem, on the kriya sador, and each one guy is getting up there, and each guy is a separate chova. But you could all rely, since the first guy is before all of them, and the last guy is after all of them, you could be Yotzei, this is similar to what you were suggesting at one point, you could be Yotzei, you all could be Yotzei Yechovas Bracha Lefaneha with the Bracha Lefaneha of the first guy. And you could all be Yotzei or Bracha Lachareha with the one of the last guy. Because since you're all doing it contiguously anyways, it is accomplishing, it's one seaboard doing the laning, so you all have a Chovas Bracha. You do all have a Chovas Bracha. But it just, there's no need for you to all, it's like, for instance, you may all have a Chovas Bracha of HaMotzi and your meal, or Kiddush, but you're a Motzi by the first guy, by the father who says Kiddush or whatever, or HaMotzi. So, just because we all have a Chovas Bracha doesn't mean we all have to say it. We could all be Yotzei through somebody else's. Now, it's true the timing is a little bit off, but they're all Mitzirafim, it's one laning. So basically, you could have the Bracha Lefaneha. I'm a shlishi guy. I could be Yotzei Ma'echiyev Lefaneha with the original, the Kohen who made the Bracha Lefaneha, and I could be Yotzei Bracha Lachareha with the last, the Shavii guy is Bracha Lachareha. Right? And therefore, there's no need to each say your own Bracha. You could, so to speak, be economical with Brachos and be Yotzei Yechova by relying upon his Bracha. Right? And that was the original Takana. But that takana led to problems. The nechlasim, the yotzim, right? And because of nechlasim yotzim, if you rely, you're trying to rely on it to economize on brachos. Because you want like a cover to the bracha, you don't want to say brachos. But on the contrary, now you're misleading people to think that there are no brachos. There is no bracha lafanah, there is no bracha lachorah. So your whole thing of trying to economize on brachos is the cover of a bracha, you don't want to just say a bracha and it's not absolutely necessary. But on the contrary, now you're leading people to think there are no brachas. People who leave early, they come late, they're going to think there are no brachas to the laning, and that's not true. There really is a chov of bracha, for each and every guy. And people are missing that. So the saying is, it's not a kavod of the bracha to minimize the bracha and to rely upon the other guy when it's going to lead people to think there are no brachas in altogether. And there's no isser to say the bracha because you really are chayiv in a bracha. Yeah. It's just that there's no need for you to say the bracha on your own because you could just as well be yotzei with the first guy. So therefore, that was the kana, be yotzei with him. Don't be marbe brachos. You might as well rely upon him. You might as well rely upon him. But you don't have to rely upon him if you want. In theory, you could say your own bracha. It's just not necessary. But here, it becomes necessary because people are getting the wrong ideas. So therefore, what they said is, don't rely on his bracha, but make your own bracha. Yeah. Right? But if you're in a town where you're only worried about the nechlasim and not about the yotzim, so therefore, there's a need for everyone to make a bracha beforehand. Because, not to rely upon the first guy, because if you only rely upon the first guy's bracha beforehand, then if you come late, someone comes late, he's going to think there's no brachas beforehand. So therefore, they said to everybody, don't rely on the first guy's bracha beforehand. Make your own bracha beforehand. Right? But the bracha afterwards, no one's leaving early. So there's no reason for you not to just rely upon the last guy's bracha afterwards. So they just said, rely on his. No one's nothing to worry about. So it's each guy, there is a chovas bracha for each guy before and after. But the minhag was in that place they relied upon his after bracha, but they didn't rely upon his first bracha. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And it also explains very well how you could just start changing things. First of all, how you could just change things in this town. What do you mean, this town? See, if you learn that there's a structural change, like what I was learning originally, from being one activity to being seven activities, then how do you just, in your town, say, you know what, it's different for us. What do you mean it's different for us? You can't just make it different for us. But if you say that the whole thing was never a structural change, it was just saying, don't be yotze with him, but rather make your own bracha, in order to avoid a problem. Avoid a problem of the yotzim and the nechlasim. Well, then if you only got one problem, so then you only have to deal with that problem, the two separate problems. It's not a real takana, as much as it's an advice to not rely upon his bracha, but to use your own bracha. So then you only do that as much as is necessary. So in Rav's town, it wasn't necessary to do it both ways, only one. It seems like originally you didn't have latecomers and you didn't have early leavers. There's a tzibur's there, they all lane. They have one bracha before, one bracha then. Now if people started coming late and they started throwing things off, they're going to start making mistakes. They're going to think, you know, there is no bracha. It's true. It's a good point. The Anachanami, if at that point, if a guy came late, then maybe he would have, and he got an aliyah, maybe he'd have to make his own bracha before him because he can't rely on the first guy. He didn't even hear that. But, I mean, we don't know what would have happened originally. Originally, first of all, we don't know the halachas, what was originally. And it seems originally people weren't coming late and early because otherwise, why wouldn't you have these lashashos in the original takana? So right. It seems like somehow it became a thing of people starting to come late and early. But I'm saying in the Anachanami, originally that was the halacha. Awesome. I guess that's the chiddush. As I'm saying is that originally it was seven olim, but the seven olim were each chayv and olim achreha. But the olim exist as part; they have their own mechi of bracha, but their activity is part of a larger activity, and therefore they have a right to delay their bracha until the larger activity is completed, or the right. Or the before activity, before the larger activity. They're components of a larger activity. So each have a chi of bracha, but it's not like a hefsek that they're delaying. Because they're delaying because they're going to be piggybacked by another guy, another guy, another guy. And it's all part of this greater super activity of the tzibur doing it. So the bracha l'achareha, you're not just having a conversation about whatever, it's all one thing. It could be talking in the middle of aliyahs, between aliyahs would have been more of an issue back then. You know, I don't know if they had the Mishaberachs back in the day, you know? Arguably, they wouldn't. Arguably, there's no brachas in between. A new guy would come up, and it wouldn't be all Yamod or whatever. Arguably, I don't know how they'd work it, but arguably a smoother transition. There wouldn't even be brachas in between. One guy would get it down, another guy would go up. Mm-hmm. So arguably, it's just one long, maybe it's a Yamod, but whatever, that's not a problem. That's the part of the functioning of the activity. Yeah. What's good about it is it resolves a few problems. Is how, first of all, how you could just start changing things. It works that out well. It also works out how in Rav's town you could just have a new thing. What kind of thing is that? And how you could have all these additional brachas. Right? And how you could split up the before and the after guys. Right? So what we can do next is the Gemara asks, after our Gemara, it asks how many aliyahs there are on a tainus. Not three or four, but three or one. Okay? There's a whole nother Amar of Ashi, I think. Yeah. I think that's where it is. But basically, that's going to be Machlokas. Three or one. So then we're going to skip a little bit. We're going to skip the time, the Tachlin stuff.